is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. My niece wants me to help her landscape her place. Sadly, she had a fire and her home was destroyed. Gratefully, no one was hurt. But the home, however, is being rebuilt, and that's quite a process. In the meantime, she's given me this information to work with. Nothing that takes any time and no hosta. How is she even related to me? I'll be breaking the news to her that every landscape takes some effort. My niece had torn out all the old plain green hostas. Admittedly, they were overgrown and boring. However, they'd been there for a very long time, well before she purchased the home. What she doesn't know is that there are two new proven winners hosta with a lot of something to love, and I'm going to do my best to convince her to try them. These are both from the Shadowland series. Echo the Sun is a bright yellow hosta with nicely rippled margins. It's compared to a gold version of the Blue Diamond Lake. It grows to 19 inches tall, but has a spread of nearly 4 feet in full to part shade. It's a standout for sure, and hardy to zone 3. Another rippled leaf beauty is called Voices in the Wind. Blue-green, wedge-shaped, variegated leaves have very ruffled, creamy yellow margins. Pale lavender flowers appear in mid to late summer. I love the texture of these hosta. They add so much to the look of your landscape, and I hope my nieces too. Again, this hosta is hardy to zone 3. The flowers that bloom in mid to late summer are attractive to hummingbirds. And a full to part shade plant with some spring flowers is a new pulmonaria called Pinkabloo. Pink flower buds open to medium blue flowers in early spring. It's also deer and rabbit resistant. See these and learn more about them on GardenBite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.